Well, the Nature Conservancy of Canada is placing emphasis on the role that residents play in conserving Canadian wildlife, especially the endangered species in the country. VOCM's Victoria Batcock spoke with National Media Relations Director Andrew Holland.
And what we're really drilling down on is 308 that are only here in Canada and nowhere else in the world. And, you know, we felt that it would be a good opportunity for Canadians to sort of take pride in what's uniquely ours. And these are unique Canadian species that are only found in this country, and it's our responsibility to protect and save many of these plants and animals that, frankly, are largely vulnerable to extinction because they have very small population numbers and they live in very small restricted patches of land, so their range is pretty limited.
And can you give me some examples of some species?
Absolutely. In Newfoundland and Labrador, there are 40 endemic species. So these are unique species that are found in Newfoundland and Labrador, and one of them certainly the Newfoundland marten, and it's a subspecies of the American marten. And, critter's actually seen a bit of a bounce back in 2007. It was endangered, but due to a boost in its population, it's now classified as threatened. So it's still a species of concern, but because of an increase in population numbers, we've seen a bit of a boost. And the Nature Conservancy of Canada protects habitat for the Newfoundland marten over in on the West Coast region, over in a property called the Grassy Place, or what's locally called the Grasses. And it's along the Robinson's River Valley. And just a beautiful area where the Newfoundland marten can be found. So it's a really important wilderness area for that species.
What role do we play in protecting these species? What can we do?
Well, I think it's important to further protect these areas so these species don't go extinct. And the reality, out of these 308 endemic species in Canada, only 10% of them are deemed to be healthy in terms of having strong population numbers. The other 90% are categorized as vulnerable due to a shortage of them. In other words, they have a very small population, or they have such a small range. Their habitats are very small. So that's where the Nature Conservancy of Canada comes in, and where Newfoundlanders and Labradorians can come in by supporting private land conservation groups to give the opportunities for these species a fighting chance to survive. Because here's why. These plants and animals only live on very small little pieces of land, whether it's wetlands or these limestone barrens or certain forested areas. If these spots are lost to, let's say, road development and this type of thing, or climate change, then these species will just be—they'll just disappear because they're nowhere else in the world. And it's not up to other countries to save these plants and animals. It's up to us because they're only found here. So this is a great way for Canadians and Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to take pride in the fact that these plants and animals are uniquely ours, and we have a direct role in their future and whether or not they're here going forward or whether or not they vanish off the face of the earth.
That is Andrew Holland speaking with VOCM's Victoria Batcock. He is the National Media Relations Director for the Nature Conservancy of Canada.